Okay. I guess we're on.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, everybody. Well, this is interesting because we, Aaron, you didn't know this, but it's okay. We normally wait till the end of the music and then we come in, but that's okay. You faded the music in right away and we're good to
you
go.
You did great.
So we're okay. I guess we were a little taken by surprise there, weren't we, Robin?
I live by surprise this Christmas.
Yeah, it's been quite a surprising Christmas. So, good morning, everyone. My name is Alan Ellis, and my wife is Robin. She's here beside us.
Morning, everybody.
Beside me, and we are sitting on the couch in our back room at our home with the fireplace blazing.
Where we seem to live lately.
Yeah, we've been living here, but that's good. So we hope everyone had a wonderful Christmas. Ours was a little different this year. Not much different from last year, but different as Christmases go.
Yeah, we've had two kind of really...
really rough Christmases, yeah. Last year you got sick on the 21st, and I personally believe that you had contracted the coronavirus, or COVID, last Christmas.
Our doctors think I did, too. We just don't have any proof.
Yes.
Nope.
Difficulty breathing and all the symptoms that they called for when things started happening in January and February last year. If I caught it from you, it was a very mild case. And we thought that that was over and done, but it turns out that just this week we had people in our bubble come down with... That sounds real good, you coughing into the mic.
I wasn't in the mic. I was over here.
I know. Anyway, I know. You coughed into your elbow. Now go give somebody an elbow bump.
No, thank you.
Anyway.
We have no symptoms.
We have no symptoms. We had some people in our bubble test positive. And so we took the discretion as the higher form of valor, and we self-isolated pretty much all week, didn't we?
Oh, we didn't have a choice, but yeah, we did.
Yeah, we did. And so yesterday it was Robin and I, and, you know.
Robin and I. Yeah, that was it.
Yeah, Robin and I.
Mm-hmm, That was it.
So, but we had a good day together. We, you know, we cooked a little food, and we, you know, shared a little Christmas joy, and we exchanged our gifts, and everything was kind of quiet.
Yeah. And today, we've got a big appointment to get tested.
Yes, we're going to get tested today, so we'll see.
We have a grandbaby on the way next week, so we need to know where we stand.
Yes, we do. So everyone, Chris isn't here today. Our producer is Aaron.
Welcome, Aaron.
And he's going to be handling the phone calls. We don't expect a lot of phone calls today. I mean, I think there's going to be people out hunting. You're welcome to call. You know, whether it's waterfowl or deer, whatever it might be, you're welcome to call on your way in and, you know, say hello. We've got New Year's Day coming on Friday. So if you'd like to get in the muzzleloader contest, our phone number is 410-WCBM680, 410-922-6680.
It'll be given away next week.
And next week we'll be giving the muzzleloader away. We originally intended for it to be today, but... we don't want to burden our stand-in producers with any extra work. So, Aaron, you will be taking names, right? Names and phone numbers. Okay, we can barely hear you, buddy. I don't know if you're standing away from the mic or what's going on, but are you screening any phone calls yet? Okay, that's a little better. Okay, well, they're going to start calling, and you know to record their name and phone number so that we can put them on the list. And you can also reach out by email if you want. My email address is ellis@ellisoutdoors.com, and we'll get you entered as well. So let the party begin if you'd like to call. So we're just going to do a normal day and talk to callers and wish everybody, you know, happy holidays and so forth. And
I'll tell you my best party yesterday.
What's your best?
The little flurries that we had.
Oh, yeah. Well, you had a little white Christmas,
didn't
you? I had
the littlest white Christmas possible, but it was snow and I didn't care.
Yep. No accumulation, but we're not on the Western Shore. We are in the no snow zone.
Yeah, and I'm not liking it. We're moving.
But we sure as heck got the rain on Thursday, didn't we?
Like I said, we're moving. We'll be broadcasting the Outdoorsman Radio Show from the mountains of Maine.
Well, it looked like monsoon season here on Thursday. Boy, did it rain. The wind blew. So here we are.
We got a caller.
We do? Who's? Yep. What's our caller's
name? Our caller's name is John.
Good morning, John.
Good morning. Season's greetings.
Same to you.
Same to you.
I'm on my way to St. Michael's, heading out to the field for my goose this afternoon, or this morning, rather.
Your one goose, huh? Well, that's good. Yeah.
That's awesome.
That's good. Have you been out before today?
I haven't been goose hunting in quite a few years.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, it's cold over here this morning.
I can't tell you last time I shot a goose. I guess it was maybe, 3 years ago?
I don't remember.
Something like that? Yeah, I haven't even been. Not that I wouldn't or couldn't. I just have not, with all the restrictions and so forth, I just kind of put it on the back shelf. I've concentrated on the deer hunting. I've got a good deer hunting property, and so... I'll hopefully have a rabbit trip coming up here soon. It hasn't been high on the priority list. Now, I think I'm going to take a redhead duck hunting trip here down Hooper's Island, but my buddy hasn't gotten back to me that they've seen any yet. So we'll see how that goes.
Well, I got myself a nice heifer doe. Got 130-pound doe, so
wow,
freezer's full there.
Yeah, you got plenty of meat. Yep, that's good. Yeah. That's good. Yeah. Congratulations.
I got myself into the muzzle load competition, so
yeah, good.
Good. I wish you luck.
Thank you very much. You guys have a happy New Year.
All right.
Have a safe drive.
Hope your tests come back negative.
So do we.
So do we. You have no idea.
So
it's been a long week.
So, all right, sir.
Thank you.
Have a good hunt.
My 80s dreams are coming true.
Your 80s dreams are coming true?
Yeah.
What's that mean?
Tom Cruise is on the line.
Tom Cruise is on the line?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Is he going to yell at us like he does his crew on the set of the movie?
They deserved it. It's all right.
Really?
They broke COVID.
Yeah. Mission Impossible, what is this, 26, 27?
50.
Yeah. Morning, Tom.
Oh, Tim.
Oh, hi, Tim.
Tom Cruise.
It said Tom Cruise on my phone.
I can assure you, there's no relation.
Yeah.
Well, shoot. I was all excited.
Well, how are you doing there, Tim?
I'm doing good. How are y'all doing?
I'm doing well.
You have a good Christmas?
We did. Very uneventful, but yes.
Yeah, right. It's everything is different this year.
They could kind of. Mrs. Claus got.
I got the hat from the last drawing. Nice hat.
Thank you.
Good.
Glad you like it.
Yep.
Yeah, thank you. That was really nice.
Yep. And that's one of the prizes in the contest this year. If you don't win the muzzleloader, you may win a record book, or you may win one of the Geestern Shore hats. So I'm glad you like it.
Geestern Shore.
Yeah, Geestern Shore. That's right.
That's right. Pretty cool.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm contemplating going out here in the woods this morning.
Where are you going?
Probably deer hunting, maybe.
Yeah. Well, good luck to you.
Yeah, it's been a rough season, I tell you. I think we had some disease hit the deer around here. I'm not sure, but the numbers are way low.
Yeah. Yep. Well, I agree with that. I think we probably did. I'm not seeing near the deer that I saw last year in our area. We've got they're just gone. I mean, I don't know where they are. I've seen a handful, but nothing like last year when I was sitting stand and see, 20, 25 deer, and I'm not seeing them this year. So, they come out in bunches of 8 or 10 or whatever. But the numbers are up overall 16% during the firearm season.
Really?
Yep, they sure are.
The kill number.
Yeah, but
number.
Queen Anne's County is down 0.3%. I'm not sure what the N number is, but what's
that's
that?
What we hunt, Queen Anne's County.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, so...
Yeah, it's been pretty low. I mean, we've even seen them lower than that. You see 3 or 4 or 5 deer around, you're doing something.
Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right. So, but we don't know. I mean, I don't think anybody seems to know what happened, you know?
No, I mean, we haven't tramped through the woods down around the water area of the stream, but I have suspicion that when we do, later on this season, we'll find
some
bones along the creek.
Yep, I think you're right. I think you're right. So let's see. I'm trying to see what our antlerless harvest was. Oh, it looks like people are taking a lot of does in Queen Anne's County. We went from 851 to 1,079, which put the percentage up in Queen Anne's County 26.8%. The doe the buck harvest was down one deer. That's what made it to 0.3%. We went from 381 bucks last year to 380 this year. So we're only off one. So I don't know.
That's pretty daggone close. That's pretty consistent there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what we shot. A couple of days been shot on the farm.
Yeah.
That's about it.
Yep.
But that's dead.
All right. Well, I appreciate that. Enjoy yourself today, wherever you find yourself. Bundle up, though. Stay warm.
Yeah, you and Robin take care of yourself. Get well. I heard you say something about it. I think I missed part of it, but you thought you had been around COVID.
No, we know
we've been around somebody.
We know we've been around family members that have tested positive.
Oh.
So we
our bubble.
We call it our bubble. We have a few close people to us that we interact with, and two of them in our bubble were tested positive to two folks. So we just decided that we're going to self-quarantine and we're going to take it easy. We're going to get tested today. You know, we came in contact with them early in the week, and we just didn't have any symptoms because, well, we just still haven't, but we thought it best to get tested.
Right. Well, I'm sure you'll be fine. You can fight it off. You've got a good immune system.
And that's the problem. Neither one of us do. We're not at the top of our game when it comes to our immune system. But you know what?
I tell you, I think it's a lot of people that have had it that don't really realize they've had it, but they.
We'd never know if this person, somebody at their work, hadn't tested positive, because nobody's had any symptoms.
Yep, that's the good thing. You know,
it's good.
Very asymptomatic right now. So.
All right, well, I'll let you get to the other callers. Nice talking to you.
Thanks, buddy. Enjoy your day today.
You too.
Have a great one.
Who's on the line, babe?
Larry.
Larry. Good morning, Larry. How are you?
Hey, I'm well this morning. How are you guys?
Pretty good. No complaints.
Well, thank you for taking my call. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
Our pleasure. Did you get into the muzzleloader?
Yes. I'd like to... enter the muzzleloader contest, please.
You got it.
Got it.
You're in.
All righty. Good job. Thank you all, and I appreciate your show. It's very informative, and have a good day, guys.
All right. You
too. Thank you. You have a wonderful day.
All right. Anybody on hold?
Not that I know of.
Are we waiting for anybody at this point?
Aaron's. Thank you.
All righty. That sounds good. We'll take that next call, and then we'll do our first break for the morning. How's that sound?
Next call.
Did he say no one on hold?
No one on hold.
Oh, no one on hold. Okay. Well, that's okay. Well, we'll talk.
Clean your ears out.
I have a little trouble this morning hearing, but that's okay.
I did too. I had a hard time hearing you.
You did.
Mm-hmm.
I had a hard time hearing the alarm.
Yeah, no, I didn't. I woke up before.
You did okay. Well, I think what we'll do is talk about these deer hunting violators during the two-week deer season. Maryland Natural Resource Police charged several individuals throughout the state for illegal hunting practices during the two-week deer firearm season. Police charged Kevin Gue, G-U-E, 23 years old, of Brunswick, and Andrew Whitworth, 22, of Union Bridge. I believe that's in Frederick County. With failure to obtain a hunting license, hunting on private lands without written permission, hunting deer with spotlights, and hunting or attempting to hunt game birds or mammals during the closed season. Officers were conducting a spotlight surveillance in northern Frederick County on December 3rd when they observed passengers in a vehicle shining a handheld spotlight onto a nearby field. While talking to the individuals, police say they located two shotguns and ammunition and a handheld spotlight. Both men face up to $6,500 in fines and 6 months in jail. Samuel Smith, 25, and Justin Walls, 22, both of Jefferson, were charged on December 4th with hunting deer with spotlights and hunting at night. While on spotlight surveillance patrol in Burkittsville, officers observed occupants in a vehicle using their headlights on a nearby cornfield. Police spoke with the occupants and located a spotlight, a shotgun, ammunition, a hunting bow, and arrows. Each man faces up to $5,000 in fines and up to 6 months in jail. Officers charged Derek Smith, 36, of Churchville, while hunting under the influence of alcohol, hunting on private lands without permission, and failure to carry a photo ID. On December 5th, police observed a man in a tree stand on private property in Cecilton. He told police he had crossed a creek to get in the tree stand and was covered with mud from the waist. While speaking with Smith, officers detected an odor of an alcoholic beverage and observed that he had bloodshot eyes and slurred speech. Smith was given a standard field sobriety test and charged him. Based on the results, he faces up to $6,000 in fines. Police charged Bruce Schaefer, 24, of Westminster, and Alex Wadle, 25, of Pennsylvania, with hunting while under the influence of alcohol, spotlighting, hunting at night, and possessing a loaded firearm in a vehicle. Officers on patrol December 11th discovered a stationary combine shining a light into a cleared farm field off Mayberry Road in Carroll County. While speaking with both men, officers could detect an odor of an alcoholic beverage. Wadle had slurred speech and difficulty walking. Police charged both men, and they each faced $6,000 in fine, 1 year in jail, and a 3-year suspension of their hunting licenses. Good job, Natural Resources.
On hold.
What's that?
That's somebody on hold.
Okay. Let's take that call, and then we'll go to our break. Who is a person on hold?
I knew you were going to ask me that after I put it down. David.
David, good morning. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing fine. How about yourself?
Doing well. What's going on?
So I'm heading out to go muzzleloading this morning.
Yep.
And I miss your program sometimes, but I know we've been talking about these deer that we're not getting too many of. And I'm in that same boat.
And yet the harvest is up 16% statewide.
Yeah, that's amazing right there, because I'm not seeing them during hunting hours. What I do see is I have some cameras out, and I am seeing, I won't say plenty, but I'm seeing deer on the farm. So they're around. I'm not too sure what we're going to find, you know, body count-wise after the season.
Yeah.
But I do feel like it's down some. But what I wanted to talk to you about was I butchered my own.
Okay.
And what I've been noticing is that the meat seems to be redder than what I'm used to seeing. And I didn't know if that had anything to do with this disease we've been talking about, or whether that maybe that's just my perception. But I've had somewhere where the meat seems to be a darker red.
Well, that's, you know, maybe it has more so to do with diet than anything else. Maybe it has to do with shot placement. It has a lot to do with that. And
If it was one, I would agree, but it's been probably 3 out of 4.
Have they changed anything on the farm as far as nutrition?
I think diet might be part of it. There's no acorns.
Right.
That seems to be in this area.
Right. Well, it's statewide, it's pretty dismal on the acorn count. There are little places, but not many. So what's happened is you've gone from the
bean year too.
So you've had
rather than a corn year. Yeah.
Beans rather than corn. Well, they're very high in protein. There's no question about that. So that could be, you know, I can't understand what would change the color of the meat other than nutrition. I don't think disease has much to do with that, unless you noticed your deer that the hooves are starting to slough off, or they have a swollen face type of appearance, something like that, which would indicate that they've survived EHD. But the darker, reddish, more red meat, I don't think has anything to do other than nutrition.
Okay. Well, that makes me feel more comfortable.
Yeah. Yeah. And EHD.
I don't notice anything in the taste, but, it's just something I noticed.
Yeah, well, I mean, again, it also depends on shot placement as well. The meat may be more oxygenated. The animal may not have bled out. There's always that possibility as well. So.
Right.
All right.
All right. Well, I'm pulling in to pick up my son. We're going to go try again. So.
Well, good luck to you.
Good luck.
All right.
All right. Take care.
All right.
Bye bye. All right, so Clyde Sports Shop is your full-line Browning dealer. And last time I stopped, they had a pretty good selection of Browning rifles and shotguns, what you were looking for. But there is savings now till the end of the month, which is December 31st, which is Thursday. So if you're thinking about buying a Browning firearm, guess what? You can save a little money. You can save $25 on BPS, that's the Browning Pump Shotgun. They've stopped making them, but they are some available. The Rimfire firearms, you know, the 22s and the 17s and so forth. And handguns, $25 savings. On centerfire rifles, like the X-Bolt and some of the, you know, AB3s and things like that, you can save $50. On the Synergy and Silver shotguns as well. Save $75 on the A5 and the Maxis. These are two shotguns that are built for waterfowl hunting. They are auto loaders, and I tout the A5 all the time, and I may do so again today. And then you can save $100 on Satori shotguns. The Satori is the over and under that's built for shooting sports or upland bird hunting. And there's two different models of that. There's the 725 Satori Sporting, which is, you know, the little fancier looking firearm. And then there's the Satori CXT. The CXT is fairly inexpensive when it comes to over and unders, and it's built on the same frame, but it just doesn't have all the pretty stuff, and it's a great functional field gun for an over and under. So stop by Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. They're just off Beltway exit 9. That phone number there is 410-242-6108. For firearms, licenses, ammunition, gunsmithing, and scope mounting, it's Clyde's Sports Shop. 410-242-6108, 410-242-6108 for Clyde's Sports Shop. Hey, it's Alan Ellis. That's me. I'm here to talk about Linex spray-on bedliners, which I have one in my truck. Linex spray-on bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a farmer, a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a weekend warrior, or some combination of the above, your Linex bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts, no matter what your gear. Tree stands and tackle boxes and crab pots and tools, your Linex bedliner will not crack, bubble, or peel. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway. It's 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Bobby Hawkins is the man there at 410-487-6405. Catonsville Linex, just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Jack Carver is the guy you need to talk to there, 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle with Value Guard no rust protection. Something new. Do what I did and have a Bay Linex of Glen Burnie or Catonsville Linex install your Linex spray-on truck bed liner today. Bay Linex, 410-487-6405 in Glen Burnie. Catonsville Linex in Windsor Mill, 410-455-0800. We're going to talk about Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Now, we're sitting here in front of our Enviro fireplace. And what that is a gas fireplace insert that was installed in an existing fireplace. Do you have that beautiful fireplace that you never use? Well, we did too. Just a hole in the wall, beautiful brick fireplace, a hole in the wall that sucked the heat out of the room. So we fixed that when we visited Backyard Billy's, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. is the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region. Robin and I selected Backyard Billy's to supply our Enviro EX35. That's the model number. Gas fireplace insert after disappointing visits to several other Delmarva locations. Hearth America did the installation and have provided us with friendly, knowledgeable follow-up and service. I got to read my own words that I wrote about that in order. We both enjoy the convenience, the beauty, and the room-filling heat from our gas fireplace insert, and we enjoyed it today, didn't we, Robin?
It was freezing back. Somebody turned the fireplace
off. I turned the fireplace off last night instead of adjusting the heat level, and, well, it was off all night. It was a little chilly in the room.
It was frigid.
Hey, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's carries both Enviro and Regency brands, and now is the perfect time to own a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood stove from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville, Kent Island. Stop into the showroom, Route 50 at Exit 44. Be ready for the cold weather now. Visit BackyardBilly's.com, the Hearth America Facebook page. Call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Backyard Billy's open 7 days a week, even today. Route 50 at Exit 44. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace. We'll be right back after these messages.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up Delaney Valley Road. Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway, Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Crabs for the holidays? No problem. Call 410-557-CRAB for tasty steamed crabs at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs, 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland, 410-557-CRAB. That's 2722. www.MadonnaSeafood.com. Madonna Seafood is open every day at 11 a.m. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Department store north of Houston sat a Santa Claus on Christmas Eve. In a minute he knows the front door will close, and this tired old Santa can pack up and leave. But a big fella came out of nowhere, and he sat right down on Santa's knee. Well, the whole place stopped dead as the big fella said, "Dear Santa, I appreciate you listening to me." And he said, "Oh, I want crabs for Christmas. Oh, only crabs will do. Oh,
Aaron, let it play.
Oh, with crabs for Christmas, my Christmas wish will come true." That Santa, he started perspiring, and he looked like he might be in pain. And his face got all stiff as he asked the man if he would take just a moment and kindly explain. Well, the man said, "You know, I'm from Maryland, and them crabs is what I'm itching for.
Did you know, Santa dear, with steamed crabs and a beer, it would be like a trip back to old Baltimore.
All right, we won't let it play the whole thing. It made your day?
It made my day.
Yeah, well, here's the backstory on that.
How did we end up with it there?
I suspect Chris found it in the archive somewhere.
Well, we got a copy coming to us, too. I can't wait.
Well, Lee, or caller Lee, last week said he'd get a hold of David DuBois, who wrote the song. And David emailed me this week.
He is seems like an awesome person just to email him back and forth.
Exactly. So we had a email conversation. He was going to drop a CD off. I said, well, I'm not there. And, you know, we need to get it into Chris's hands. So he's going to mail it here.
Right.
And then we'll get it to Chris. But somewhere, somebody
found it
and played it, which is wonderful. So
I'm just smiling as big as I can smile.
Yep. All right. Did we talk to David?
They haven't talked to anybody. We got David first and then Jared.
And then Doug.
Wait, who? Did we get
David, Doug, and Jared. And Jared. Yep, okay. Let's go, David. Good morning. How are you? That's what I said, Robin.
Well, I was wrong.
You were not paying attention. Doug Mattingly is on hold. Good morning, Doug. How are you?
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Good. How about you?
I'm going to work. I got to fix the truck.
So why?
I'm down in Burtonsville looking for this truck. So.
It sounds like fun.
You're looking for a truck, or what are you doing?
Well, I fix trucks on the road. So
oh, really?
I'm 24/7, so I go around and people call me, and I go to where the truck breaks down.
Oh, wow!
I think you're a very important person.
You're more than an important person. You're one of the good people out there. That's
one of the essentials.
Yes.
Yeah, I've been doing it 26 years on my own.
Wow, that's so great.
Yeah,
that's great.
So it's definitely something, because many times I've been in the deer stand or been down in the bay fishing, had to leave and go do a road call.
Oh, wow.
I haven't hunted Sitka for years. How's that count? Is that up or down?
Sitka deer are doing pretty good. Let me look at the numbers here. Hold on a second.
Yeah, I was going to go until this corona hit. I was going to think about going down and doing one of those hunts.
Yeah.
You know where I don't know. I don't really know anybody down there anymore like I used to.
Right, so. Right. Well, there's certainly tons of public land. And, you know, Blackwater has quite a season, so that's a good thing. Let's see. I'm trying to find the deer hunt.
Alan spent one day quarantined in a deer stand.
I did. I went out one afternoon this week. I was all by myself. I didn't see anybody. Didn't talk to anybody. I didn't see any deer. So did see a fox.
The deer were safe from corona, too.
Yes, they were, as a matter of fact.
Right. We don't know if they'll catch that or not. They haven't figured that out yet.
Right, right. Well, the Sitka count was up.
Okay, good.
Yeah, the Sitka count was up 10.5% in Dorchester, which is the high point. And then we've got Somerset County.
Mm-hmm.
And they only kill a few in Somerset County. Worcester, they only killed a few there. It was up a little bit in Worcester too, but they don't take many in those other two counties. So.
Right, you know. They did. Yeah, because I used to hunt down in Dorchester by Blackwater.
Yes, exactly.
But well, they bought a lot of property up.
Blackwater and Harriet Tubman have all ate up a bunch of property down there, no question. So,
right.
Wicomico County, 28 stags last year, 53 this year, 38 hinds last year, 42 this year. The total is, this is just Wicomico now. The total is 95. So that was up quite substantially. But Dorchester's up too. So, yeah, I mean, look, with the virus, people are concentrating on hunting, and you know they're putting meat in the freezer because they don't know what's next.
Yeah, mine's full. I got two deer so far.
Ours is full too. You know,
yeah. So I mean, if something happens, you know, I got meat. You know?
Right, right. I don't know. Right. Were you listening a few weeks ago when I told my story of what happened on December 4th?
No, sir. It depends on if I'm working or not.
I got it. Sure.
Something right. Okay. What happened?
December 4th was a Friday. I started out in the sick of deer stand, and about 7:30, a nice little stag walked out. We're only allowed to take branched antlered stags. So the spike took, you know, the spike had a pass that I saw, and then this little guy came out. He's probably 3.5 years old. Hard to tell on a sicko, but he had a little brow tie and a little split on the one side on the other. So we'll call him roughly a 4-point. But I dropped him in his tracks, and, you know, God gave me a beautiful gift of a sicko deer stag. So got him taken out, got to the butcher shop, got home about 12:30 in the afternoon. I'm having lunch with Robin, and she said, "Why don't you go out this afternoon?" I said, "Man, okay." Well, I went out that afternoon, Queen Anne's County, for whitetails, and wound up taking a beautiful, big, giant whitetail, mature deer. He only had 6 points. His brow tines were both broken off, but he was high and wide and handsome and weighed 193 pounds field dressed. So I killed a sicko stag and a whitetail buck on the same day.
Well, good luck, you know, congratulations.
Thank you. Took the sicko with a 270 and the whitetail with a straight wall cartridge 450 Marlin. So two different guns, two different counties, two different species, all in the same day. God is good.
I can't beat that. Yep.
Nope.
And then if hey, congratulations. You said you're having a grandbaby.
Yep. On Tuesday.
Yeah,
well, hopefully you're negative on that corona, because I heard you talking about taking a test.
Yes, we hope so, too. Nope, neither one of us had symptoms, and both of us think we had it before. Robin had a horrible case a year ago over Christmas, and I had a little touch of something in January, so who knows, you know?
Right.
So we'll see.
I think that's people, some of them might have had it and thought it was the flu.
Exactly. Yep.
Right.
All right, buddy, we appreciate it.
Shot. Thank you, guys, and you guys have a happy new year.
You too.
You too.
Okay, good luck, everybody.
Good luck. Same to you, buddy.
Okay. Hope you find the truck.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yep, bye-bye. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
You too.
Good morning, Jerry.
Jerry?
Yeah, Jerry.
Okay. Morning, Jerry.
Hello, Alan, Robin.
How you doing?
Just calling to get in the contest.
You're in.
You're in.
And hope you have a healthy new baby and your test comes back negative and a good year.
Well, you and I both. We all hope for the same things. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
So, yep. We're 2021. Somebody put on Facebook the other day, a buddy of ours put on Facebook the other day, at midnight on December 31st, at 12:01 a.m., on December 31st, 2020, hindsight will really be 2020.
Right.
You ever hear that term, hindsight's 2020?
Hindsight,
when you look back, you know, you see things clear.
Yeah.
Hindsight will be 2020.
Oh.
1 minute after midnight. Isn't that funny?
Yes.
I've had enough of this year.
Yeah, I've had enough of 2020
too,
as well.
Yep.
So.
Yep, I hope it's all, everything comes back.
You and I both.
Yeah.
So. All right,
okay,
buddy.
Man. All
you
right,
too.
Thank you all for everything.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Good luck on the contest.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Good morning, Ike.
Morning.
How
Merry
you doing?
Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas to you.
I'm calling. I want to get some advice. I'm going to try to catch some walleye next week out at Liberty Reservoir.
Okay.
And I'll be fishing off the shore. I found some good spots.
Okay, good.
And I've never fished for them before, and I've figured out different rigs I want to use. If when you feel that take on the, you know, when they get the bait and they're running, moving with it, they all say to set the hook.
Yes.
But I was going to use circle hooks. Couldn't I? You think that would work, or should I go with like a different type hook?
A circle hook would work, but what you wanted, you know, that would work just fine. I would, if I'm fishing for walleyes, I'm probably going to use something like, what kind of bait are you going to use?
I was going to go to Clyde's and get some minnows. They
yeah,
got great
that's,
minnows.
That's probably good. That's probably real good. If I'm fishing for walleyes, personally, with minnows, I'm going to use something like I fish with for perch. I'm going to use a jig with a minnow on it under a bobber.
Mm-hmm.
Or I'm just going to cast and retrieve.
See, now, I was out there last week and caught some monster yellow perch.
Okay.
And I was using a rig like that, and it's about 12 to 18 feet of water because it drops off.
Right.
But the problem is I want to catch them on the side of the weeds. You know what I'm saying? And I think the bobber thing would work good, don't you?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I do. I think the bobber thing would work really well. Now, do you know how to use a slip bobber so you can adjust it for depth?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
So they'll all be, you catch one, they're all going to be in the same depth, same thermocline.
Do they spool up like other fish?
Yes. Yes, they do. Yes, they do. Yep.
Oh, I can't wait, man.
Yeah, and I hope you catch a big one. There's some nice walleyes in there. You know, there really is. But, yeah, live minnow is the way to go. When you set the hook, remember that a walleye's mouth is tender. They have a lot of membrane on the side. Okay,
mm-hmm.
so you can yank the hook out. But I would definitely make sure that your hook is as sharp as you can make it.
And from what I saw on the internet, they said like a number four hook.
Yeah, four. Yeah, number four would be okay. Number four would be okay.
Two.
No, that's what I said would be a number two. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll let you know what happens.
I'd love to hear it. That's one of my. That have you ever eaten them?
No, I heard they're delicious.
They're beyond delicious. They are beyond delicious. Look, I fished for walleyes when I was a kid, 12 or 13 years old. My dad took me to Canada, to Quebec, and we caught walleyes, and we cleaned them, and we ate them, and they were just spectacular.
Spectacular. Oh, man. I'll tell you what.
That's one of the. Go ahead.
My favorite fish has become a yellow perch.
Yeah.
Are they similar to a yellow perch?
They're cousins.
Just,
yeah, they're cousins.
Are they?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Now, what time of day? Evenings, mornings, or is it like an all-day
whenever they
thing?
Bite. Seriously,
just
whenever
when
they
there.
Bite. Yep, yep. We've caught them in the morning. We've caught them in the evening. We've caught them in the dead middle of the day. So.
I'll just dress warm and pack a lunch.
Okay. Good luck to you. Yep.
Hey, have a happy new year, both of you. Okay?
Thank you, buddy. Let us know how you make out.
I will.
All righty. Sounds good.
Thank you.
Okay. Take care. Do we have callers on the line?
Yes, we got Luigi on the line.
Luigi's on the line. Good morning, Luigi.
Hey, good morning. And I'd like to wish you both a belated Merry Christmas and then a good and happy New Year. Blessed New Year.
Well, thank you
so much. Thank you so much.
I was going to tell you, my daughter got her second degree from Salisbury in Bachelor of Science Nursing now.
Wow, great.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, and she starts over the hospital in March in the program, you know, how they bring them in, you know. And,
yeah.
She's getting ready to start work there. And,
in Easton or in Salisbury?
In Easton.
I got it. I know you live in Easton, so.
Yeah, she's going to stay here at the house. They're going to stay here. And her boyfriend, Jimmy, he graduated with his degree in finance, and he's starting at the bank, Shore Bank.
Well, great.
That's where my daughter works.
How about that?
Yeah.
That's a good company.
Yeah. Yes, that is a good company. So, all right, buddy. Well, appreciate that.
And I was going to tell you the other thing. She bought him a Beretta shotgun.
Woo!
Yeah, I told her, why didn't she buy me one?
Exactly, yeah. You're the one that paid for the education, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Well, how about a little payback for Dad?
she got a ton of scholarships.
That's good.
Also, she got off of me on the GI on the G the VA paid her. She got her a lot of money.
Good.
Awesome.
Good. Glad to hear.
That was really good. Yeah.
That's because of your service, and that's perfect.
Yep.
Yeah. In about a year, she's going to. After she gets to the hospital, a year and a half, then she's going to go for that doctor's nurse practitioner.
Very good.
Good.
That'll be good. That'll be awesome.
They're some of the smartest people around, I feel.
Yep.
So. Oh, yeah, they are, definitely.
So all
anyhow, right. Nice to talk to you, and I was on last week, you know, and I got...
You called a little late, so I'm glad you got in today, so that's good.
Yeah, and I got in for the gun, for the muzzle loader.
Yep.
Awesome.
Perfect.
You have a great day, Luigi.
You do the same. Thank you, and I hope you're well. Everything's well.
Thank you, Mary.
All right. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
We've got to take our break.
Well, we've got to go to Jim real quick just for a minute, and then we're going to take the break. That's what we just got a text.
Okay. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning. How are you, Robin and Alan?
We're doing great. How about you?
I'm doing great. I just called real quick to tell you why there are no acorns.
Okay.
If you have the trees make their acorns in the spring.
Right.
And when you have a very wet spring,
right,
there's no need for them to produce.
Right.
And that's why you have no acorns. I have black walnut trees in my backyard.
Right.
And usually I'm raking up bushels and dumping them in the driveway.
Yeah.
To get rid of them.
Yeah.
And this year there were hardly any, things. And
I also heard that we had a early frost or a late frost. That may have impacted that.
And one other real quick thing.
Yeah.
All you people that buy Christmas cactus and you bring them home and they're beautiful and they bloom at Christmas time and then you keep them and they grow and they grow and they grow and they don't bloom. The
right.
reason they don't bloom is because you keep watering them.
if you
will take that Christmas cactus and don't water it for the month of October, just don't water it. It won't die. It will wilt, but just don't water it. And then soak it in November, and you'll have a beautiful Christmas cactus in December.
What about the rest of the year?
You just made my day because we didn't know what to do.
What about the rest of the year?
Well, just let it. If it thinks it's dying, it will produce flowers. So that's what you have to do. You have to let it wilt. You can make it bloom any time you want to, but you know if you want it to bloom at Christmas time, but they only bloom once a year, so you have to pick your time.
Got it. All right.
Well, Jim, thank you so much.
Thank you for that. We appreciate it.
Well, that's a little bit of information that really nobody needs to know, but
I needed to know the Christmas cactus. So
yep.
I got Alan one for our anniversary.
Yep, we got one sitting right here. So thank you so much.
Okay. Talk to you all later and Happy New Year.
Same to you,
buddy. Bye bye.
Let's do our break.
We got to do our break. Hey, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville or Kent Island knows fire. Are you looking for a new backyard grill? Pellet grills by Traeger, Big Green Egg, Kamado Joe, they're all available at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. How about premium gas logs by Real Fire to install in your fireplace? That's Real F-Y-R-E. To install in your fireplace to give it that beautiful glow on a chilly evening or morning. Like this morning. Gas wall fireplaces can add that special look to any room, and gas fire tables are a distinctive addition to your deck or your backyard. See them all at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. And now's the perfect time to own a new pellet, gas, electric, wood stove, or wood stove from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop into the showroom, Route 50 at Exit 44, and be ready for the cold weather now. Visit BackyardBillies.com, the Hearth America Facebook page, or call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Backyard Billy's is open 7 days a week, Route 50, Exit 44. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace. Hey, it's Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a farmer, a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, or a weekend warrior, your Linex bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands and tackle boxes and crab pots or tools, your Linex bedliner will not crack, bubble, or peel. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Jack Carver's the man at 410-455-0800. And Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way, just like the bread, in Glen Burnie, is Bobby Hawkins, the guy there, 410-487-6405. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex can install tough truck gear, accessories, and even protect your vehicle. You know, like steps and bumper guards and that kind of stuff. Even protect your vehicle with Value Guard, no rust protection. Yep. So do what I do and have Catonsville Linex or Bay Linex at Glen Burnie install your Linex spray-on bedliner and truck gear today. FYI, Bay Linex at Glen Burnie has BMW truck hitches, including the new Super Duty 3-inch hitch. So there you go. We'll be right back after these messages.
We'll go from a high today in the mid-30s to a high tomorrow in the low to mid-40s, a little more of a seasonal feel, and then we'll just bypass that and shoot right on up into the low to mid-50s for Monday. Now, we've got the sunshine today, 34. Tonight, mostly clear, 23, which is also cold. Sunshine Sunday, a few clouds for the afternoon, low to mid-40s. Mix of sun and clouds ahead for our Monday. I'm Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up Delaney Valley Road. Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway, Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Crabs for the holidays? No problem. Call 410-557-CRAB for tasty steamed crabs at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs, 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland, 410-557-CRAB. That's 2722. www.madonnaseafood.com. Madonna Seafood is open every day at 11 a.m.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Oh, we're back.
And we're gone.
Just like that. Yep, we didn't. We kind of squeezed that last break in there real quick, so
we got it.
I missed that. So okay, well, there's the music. We'll be back after the news with the second hour of the show, and you know, take more calls, more entries for the muzzleloader contest, and we'll be good, right?
Mm-hmm.
Say your words.
Get out, stay safe. Don't choke like me. Have a great day.
Stimulating talk and breaking news on Talk Radio 680 WCBM, Baltimore, and WCBM.com.